The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
I would like to tonight, you know, present to you a conceptual ground, first of all, about this whole idea of virtues of human beings, fadail insani, and then relate that to the personality of Bibi Fatima Zahra. Just to, first of all, lay down the conceptual ground of my discussion, I would like to go to the ayat from Surah Ahzab, ayat number 30, Surah number 33, ayat 35. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fada'il, the virtues of human beings. But in this ayat, he has used a very unusual style of speech. Normally best on the language those days and even now, and it's not only Arabic, almost all the languages were that way, that if you look at the ayat of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mostly talks in masculine form. Only some places, you know, he also uses feminine forms. He says, you know, aqimus salat, establish prayers or do the prayers. Although the words are in masculine form, everybody knows that the meaning is also for women. But in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone out of his way, if I may use that term, and talked about the virtues of human beings using both masculine and feminine forms, repeating same thing again and again and again. You know, if this was a human writing, and if you'd given it to the editor, he will say, oh, this is a very wordy paragraph. Why do you have to repeat the same thing in masculine and feminine? Just say it once, that's enough. If you look at the ayat, it says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِئِينَ وَالْخَاشِئَاتِ والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. It took me a long, you know, at least a minute or more. I could have done that in an Arabic, it would have been okay, by simplifying it. إن المسلمين والمؤمنين والقانتين والصادقين والصابرين والخاشعين والمتصدقين والصائمين والحافظين فروجهم والذاكرين الله كثيرا. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all these 10 virtues that He describes for human beings, He repeats the masculine form and then the feminine form. Why has He done this? Just to make us realize that when it comes to the virtues of human beings, there is no difference in the potential of male and female. They are on the same level. Fadilat, when we talk about a virtue of a human being, the character of a human being, or the iman of the human being, that is not related to the body of the human being. It is related to the soul of the human being. And so when it comes to the potential to attain these fada'il, you know, it doesn't matter whether you are a man or a woman, male or a female, doesn't matter. Because it is something which has to do with your nafs and your ruh. And that is where the fazilat comes in, not on a physical level. Look at the story of Adam alayhi salam. The body of Adam was already complete. Perfect. But the order to do sajda to the malaika, to the order to malaika to do sajda to Adam, only came when he says, وَإِذَا نَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. When I breath in him from my soul, then you do sajda. Sajda was not to the body of Adam. Sajda was to the nafs and the ruh of Adam. This is where, you know, Shaitan didn't realize that the excellence given here to Adam is not the body. You are saying you created him from clay, you created me from fire. These are physical issues. And Allah is giving this honor to Adam because of this ruh, which comes with the characteristics of humanity and insaniya. Salawat padhne ek baar aur. So normally when we go to the tafsir of this ayat, you go through the 10, you know, items here, the qualities, one after another, and we explain the details and everything. Ra'atullah Nasir Makarim Shirazi in his tafsir in Namuna has actually tried to look at it from a different way. He's tried to, you know, group or describe the qualities in different ways. And in, you know, getting inspiration from him, I actually started reflecting on this ayat based on their reflection and came up with what I would call the pyramid of human virtues. And I divided them into 5 layers and divided these 10 qualities in 5 layers. When we look at the pyramid of virtues of human beings, the very first layer, which is the foundation of human virtue, the first 2 qualities, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Islam is the beginning of that process. Either you are born in a Muslim family or you convert into Islam. And you accept that. You submit yourself to that system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. Then you grow up if you're born in that family. Or if you convert, then you start taking it more seriously, studying about it, inshallah. A time comes when even a person who was born as a Muslim or somebody who came into the fold of Islam, you know, now he's not only part of the Muslim community, now he has this conviction in the faith and the beliefs and the values. It is a journey from the mind to the heart. Islam basically resides on the tongue. But Iman resides in the heart. It is a piece of decoration for the heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran talks about it. And so when the journey goes from here to here, then you have Islam and Iman. And that is the foundation, the first layer of the pyramid of human virtue. In the light of that, let us now look at, you know, the seerah of Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayha. She is a hujjat of Allah for us, just like the Prophet and the Imam. She is uswa hasana like her father, a good example for us. And when it comes to this foundation of the faith, or this pyramid of faith, you know, the position of Fatima is very unique. How would you talk about her Islam and Iman? I'll just simplify it by saying Fatima was born in the house of Islam. Her father is the one who brought Islam. And the mother is the one who first said labbaik to that call of Rasulullah. So in other words, if I may use this term, it might just be poetry, you know, you don't hold me against it. You know that Fatima is twin of Islam. The father of Fatima is the founder of Islam. They all come from the same source. And so this is as far as, you know, Islam or Fatima is concerned. When it comes to Iman, she is married into the house of Iman. Her husband is not only a mu'min, he is Amirul Mu'mineen. To love the husband of Fatima is the only litmus test that the Prophet has given to us to separate the mu'min from munafiq. When he says to Ali, that oh Ali, nobody loves you but a mu'min and nobody hates you but a munafiq.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه